We are very fortunate today to have His Grace Krishnadam Prabhuji today. And Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 9th Chapter, verse number 7, from Dhruv Maharaj Returns Home. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dhanvach Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So today we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 9. Entitled as Dhruva Maharaj Returns Home. Text number 7. Ekastvameva Bhagavan idamatma shaktya mayakhyayor gunaya mahadadya shesham srushtvanu vishya purushas tadasad guneshu naneva darushu vibhavasuvad vibhasi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My Lord, you are the Supreme One, but by your different energies, you appear differently in the spiritual and material worlds. You create the total energy of material world by your external potency, and after creation, you enter within this material world as the Super Soul. You are the Supreme Person, and through the temporary modes of material nature, you create varieties of manifestation, just as fire, entering into wood of different shapes, burns brilliantly in different varieties. Purport. Dhruva Maharaj realized that the Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead, acts through his different energies. Not that he becomes void or impersonal and thus becomes all-pervading. The Mayavadi philosopher thinks that the Absolute Truth, being spread throughout the cosmic manifestation, has no personal form. But here Dhruva Maharaj, upon realization of the Vedic conclusion, says, you are spread all over the cosmic manifestation by your energy. This energy is basically spiritual, but because it acts in the material world temporarily, it is called Maya or illusory energy. In other words, for everyone but devotees, the Lord's energy acts as external energy. Dhruva Maharaj could understand this fact very nicely. And he could understand also that the energy and the energetic are one and the same. The energy cannot be separated from the energetic. The identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the feature of Paramatma or Super Soul, in the form of Paramatma or the Super Soul, is admitted herein. His original spiritual energy enlivens the material energy, and thus the dead body appears to have life force. Voidist philosophers think that under certain material conditions, the symptoms of life occur in the material body, but the fact is that the material body cannot act on its own. Even the machine needs separate energy, electricity, steam, etc. It is stated in this verse that the material energy acts in varieties of material modes, just as fire burns differently in different wood according to the size and quality of the wood. In the case of devotees, the same energy is transformed into spiritual energy. This is possible because the energy is originally spiritual, not material. It is also said, Vishnu Shakti Parapropta, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 6.154. The original energy inspires a devotee, and thus he engages all his bodily limbs in the service of the Lord. The same energy as external potency engages the ordinary non-devotees in material activities for sense enjoyment. We should mark the difference between Maya and Swadhama. For devotees, the Swadhama acts, whereas in case of non-devotees, the Maya energy acts. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो हरे कृष्ण, वी आर डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम, अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट सेक्शन, चैप्टर नंबर 9, कैंडो 4th। ध्रुव महाराज रिटर्न्स होम, text number 7. I'd like to read the translation again. My Lord, you are the Supreme One, but by your different energies, you appear differently in the spiritual and the material worlds. You create the total energy of the material world by your external potency, and after creation, you enter within the material world as the super soul. You are the Supreme Person, and through the potency, through the temporary modes of material nature, you create varieties of manifestation just as the fire entering into a wood of different shapes burns brilliantly in different varieties. So this chapter number 9, Dhruva Maharaj returns home. We see that under the instructions of Narada Muni in the previous chapters, Dhruva went to perform austerity for obtaining the abode of the such an abode which is greater than his father, great grandfather, and even that of Brahma. And he performed such austerities for 5 to 6 months that the whole universe, he stopped his breathing, and because of that the universe became heavy. So the demigod approached the Lord that why we are suffocating, and then the Lord told them the reason. And then the Lord said that, yes, I'll be going certainly to meet Dhruva. And this chapter 9, Lord had come here to see the Lord, see Dhruva Maharaj. Text number 1 to 3, we saw how Dhruva sees the Lord in front of him. Initially, he was seeing the Lord within his heart. His meditation breaks as soon as the Lord appears in front of him. So he's seeing the Lord face to face and he feels the ecstasy. Verses number 4 to 5, we saw how Lord touched his conchal onto the forehead of Dhruva Maharaj. The famous picture which is there on the 4th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, cover picture. Lord touching his conchal to the head of the Dhruva Maharaj. And from text 6th onward till 17th are prayers by Dhruva Maharaj. Then afterwards the Lord will depart, and then Dhruva Maharaj will also come back home, and the end of the chapter will describe how he was received when he came back home. So this is how the title is, Dhruva Maharaj Returns Home. So in text number 5, which described the effect of touch of the conchal of the Lord onto the lotus head of Dhruva Maharaj. So this text 5 read, Savaitadeva pratipaditam giram daivim parijnata paratma nirnayah tam bhakti bhavobhya grnada satvaram parishrutoru shravasam dhruvakshitihi. So this verse actually described the effect of Lord's divine touch onto the head of Dhruva Maharaj. We already know Lord is a transcendental divine personality, and his touch has the potency to transform anything into divine. There's a verse which talks about those who just even saw the Lord on the battlefield. Srimad Bhagavatam mentions this, that all the opponents on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they got liberated just because they happened to see the Lord's face at the time of their death. ये ये हताश्चक्रधरेण राजन त्रैलोक्यनाथेन जनार्दनेन ते ते गता विष्णुपुरीं प्रयाता क्रोधोऽपि देवस्य वरेण तुल्य. सो दोज वेर ये हताश्चक्रधरेण राजन, दोज वेर किल्ड बाय द चक्र ऑफ द लॉर्ड, चक्रधरेण राजन त्रैलोक्यनाथेन जनार्दनेन, हु इज द लॉर्ड ऑफ त्रिलोकनाथ जनार्दन, ही इज कॉल्ड एज ते ते गता विष्णुपुरीं प्रयाता. दे ऑल वेंट टू द अबोर्ड ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु. क्रोधोऽपि देवस्य वरेण तुल्य, इवन द एंगर ऑफ द लॉर्ड बिकेम बेनेडिक्शन फॉर देम. इट्स लाइक वर, वर मीन्स बेनेडिक्शन, इट बिकेम बेनेडिक्शन फॉर देम. सो दोज हु वर किल्ड बाय द लॉर्ड्स हैंड, दे वेंट टू द अबोर्ड ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड द लॉर्ड्स डिवाइन टच इज सो प्यूरिफाइंग दैट इवन द पूतना, पूतना बाल घातिनी हु वॉज सच अ टेरिबल demon is that he came with an intention to kill Krishna with smearing a deadly poison on her breast. But when the putana was killed and her body fell flat on the ground, all the Vrajavasis, they cut her body into pieces and all those pieces were burnt. And what happened after that burning, शुकदेव गोस्वामी एक्सप्लेन्स. दह्यमानस्य देहस्य धूमश्च गुरुसौरभः उत्थितो कृष्ण निर्भुक्त सपदि आहत पाप्मनः. पाप्मनः हु वाज सच अ टेरिबल एंड सिनफुल डीमनेस पूतना. दह्यमानस्य देहस्य, व्हेन हर बॉडी वाज बर्न्ट, व्हाट हैपेंड? धूमश्च गुरुसौरभः, अ गुरु इज द very divine saint, very fragrant. And when her body was burnt, normally when we burn something then the smell is very terrible, the wood is burned or anything is burnt, the smell is terrible. And forget about the when the demon is burnt, the smell has should have been a very terrible smell. But here the Shukadeva Goswami describes even the smell of the burnt body of putana. Dahyamanasya dehasya dhumascha guru saurabha, there was this such a fragrant scent coming from the burnt body of putana. But why it was so? Dahyamanasya dehasya dhumascha guru saurabha uktena, because Lord Krishna had touched the body of putana while sucking the milk and the life air while sucking the breast of putana. Because of that divine touch, putana was purified, and even the dead body, when it was cut down into pieces and burnt, it gave a guru scent. So that is the power of transcendental touch of the Lord. And same Shukadeva Goswami it's saying over here, the result of touch of the Lord, Lord's conch shell. So this text number 5, it talks about the three effects which were seen in Dhruva Maharaj when there was transcendental touch of the conch shell of the Lord. Savaita deva pratipaditam giram daivim parijnata paratma nirnayah तम भक्ति भाव व्यगुणाद सत्वरम परिश्रुतोरु श्रवसम ध्रुवक्षिति. सो दिस वर्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 5, जस्ट प्रायर टू दिस व्हाट वी आर डिस्कसिंग टुडे, देयर आर थ्री इफेक्ट्स मेंशन्ड बाय शुकदेव गोस्वामी व्हिच हैपेंड और व्हिच टू प्लेस इन ध्रुवस बॉडी. द फर्स्ट वन इज प्रतिपादितम गिरम. प्रतिपादितम गिरम, गिरम इज वाचा, द पावर ऑफ स्पीच. सो Dhruva attained the words to describe the Lord. First of all, he was not having any words to describe the Lord. And then he says that in his very first prayer, he says, Yontah pravishya mama vacham imam prasuptam sanjeevaya tyakil shakti dharasva dhamna anyamsya hasta charana shravana twagadin prananamo bhagavate purushaya tubhyam. My lord, you have entered into me through your touch. Your antah pravishya mama vacha mimam prasuptam. My senses were sleeping before, but your touch has awakened them, and my vani now is describing your glories. So pratipaditam giran, the first effect was that he attained the words to describe the glories of the Lord. The second effect is explained, daivim parijnyat paratma nirnayah. He became, Srila Prabhupada writes, perfectly aware of the Vedic conclusion and understood the absolute truth and his relationship with all living entities. Just by that touch, he became aware of the conclusion of the Vedas and the position of the Lord and the living entities and also the relationship between the Lord and devotees. It means he immediately developed the full knowledge, sambandha, abhidhya and provision to the fullest extent. Prijnata paratma nirnaya. And the third effect, what was there, is abhyagrunada sattvaram parishruto rushravasaha. Dhruva offered his deliberate and conclusive prayers to the Lord, whose fame is widespread. Now here, Sukadeva Goswami is about to tell that these were the three effects which were seen in Dhruva. And then immediately he says, Dhruva Kshiti. He predicts the future that Dhruva Kshiti means he will attain that abode, a special abode called as Dhruva Loka. So he predicts the future. He is so much eager to tell us that what will be the destination of the Dhruva after this. And then the prayers actually begin. So the sixth, this was the first, fifth verse describing the transcendental effect of the divine touch of the conscious of the Lord on Dhruva's head. The sixth verse we talked about, Yontah pravishya mama vacham imam prasuptam. All our senses are basically sleeping, but when we give the divine touch of the Lord, then with that the senses are awakened, and with those awakened senses we serve the Lord basically. So this was the sixth verse, and today's verse what we are discussing is the seventh verse, which Dhruva Maharaj is offering for the pleasure of the Lord. एकस्तु अमेव भगवान् निदमात्मशक्त्या मायाख्ययोरुगुणया महदाद्यशेषं सृष्ट्वानुविश्य पुरुषस्तदसद्गुणेषु नानेव दारुषु विभा वसुवद्विभासि. सो ऑल दीज वर्सेस एक्चुअली श्री ध्रुव महाराज इज ग्लोरिफाइंग फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड इन हिज प्रेयर्स. देन नेक्स्ट फ्यू सेट ऑफ वर्सेस ही विल एक्सप्लेन हिज पोजिशन. And in the next set of verses, he will ask for a boon. That what I want, my dear Lord. Srila Prabhupada very nicely, first of all, he says, Dhruva is saying that, Ekastvam eva Bhagavan, you are the only Lord. You are Ekastvam eva, eva means certainly, Ekastvam, you are the only Lord. We know from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord is the only one. Ishvaraha Brahma Samhita, Brahmaji prays, Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. He is a supreme person. Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter, it says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. That from me comes everything. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned, Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasabha Bhrutya. One Supreme Lord is there. Everyone else is servant of the Lord. So Dhruva, Prabhupada writes that he developed understanding of the conclusion of the Vedas and he is offering his prayers. Now imagine why these prayers are of utmost importance for sadhakas is because these prayers are absolute realizations of a devotee of the Lord in regards to the position of the Lord. Ekastvameva Bhagavan. Just by your energy, what happens? You create the Mahat Mahat Adishesham. The entire Mahatattva is created, and then Maya Kya Yoru Gunaya, by your energy called as Maya in this material world, Srishtvanu Vishya, you enter into this world, Purushas Tat Asat Guneshu, and as different woods, they burn according to their shape and quality, as Srila Prabhupada writes. The things are seen and perceived in the material world like that. So going into the purport of Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains, and Srila Prabhupada also brings about his third topic, the Khandan of Mayavad. He says, the Mayavadi philosopher thinks that the absolute truth being spread throughout the cosmic manifestation has no personal form. Because the absolute truth has came into the material world and spread everywhere, it means that the absolute truth doesn't have any form. But here, Dhruva Maharaj, upon realizing the Vedic conclusion, says, you are spread all over the cosmic manifestation by your energy. So, Lord had come into the material world in the form of his energy. So, Lord enters this world through his energies in the form of his energies. But his eternal form is still there in the spiritual abode of the Lord. Goloka eva nivasatya khila atma bhuto govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Brahmaji's praise, Goloka even nivasati. Your original position, your eternal residence is Golok Vrindavan, and you stay there. Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. But the Lord is Paramatma picture. He pervades everything in the material world through his energies. So it's very essential to understand that Lord comes into this material world in the form of his energies. And we need to understand that energy cannot be separated from the energetic. Srila Prabhupada used to give this analogy of Shakti and Shaktiman. Shaktiman means the possessor of energy, and Shakti are his energies. Srila Prabhupada always used to give the example of sun. So sun has got two energies. They're called as Prakashatmika and Dahika Shakti. So it basically means fire and heat. So this fire and heat cannot be separated from the sun. Similarly, Lord's energies, they cannot be separated from the Lord. So through these energies, Lord is pervading into this world. And Lord talks about this in his appearance also. In 4.6 Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Ajopisan Vyatma Bhutanam Ishwaropisan Prakritim Swamadhishtaya Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. Lord says that Atma Maya, Sambhavami Atma, by my energy, I make my descent possible into this world. Ajopi San Avyatma, even though I am unborn, away, inexhaustible, Bhutanam Ishwaropi San, although I am the master and the controller of the three worlds, Ishwara, Prakritim Swamadhishtaya, I enter into this Prakriti. Yes. Sambhavamyatma Maya, and that is made possible by my own energy. So this energy of the Lord needs to be understood, and there are varieties of energies. Prasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate. Srila Prabhupada quotes this Upanishadic aphorism that there are different varieties of the energies of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada always used to give this analogy that the same energy can act in different ways. So what are the ways in which the energies of the Lord can act? So Srila Prabhupada gives the analogy that electrical energy. So when we have electric current, when different equipments are connected to the current, the same equipment can produce heat, and another equipment with the help of same current can produce cooling effect. So we have electric heater run on electricity, and we have freezer which also runs on electricity. So the energy is same, but it can affect these equipments in different ways. And Srila Prabhupada says that it depends on the experienced and expert engineer, electrical engineer, to manipulate the electrical current. So similarly, for an engineer, electrical engineer, there is no electricity remains the same, but it's perceived as cool and hot depending on the effect it produces. So similarly, the energies of the Lord are same. In the material world, it acts as a Maya, Daivi Maya. And in the spiritual world, it acts as the internal potency of the Lord. So it's internal energy and external energy of the Lord. But for Lord, it's just the energy. It's not. It's neither internal, it's not, nor external. It's just the energy of the Lord. Like the current. Current is neither hot nor cool. But it can be used in different ways by the expert engineer. So similarly, Lord, for Lord, there is nothing material, nothing spiritual. For him, it's just one. But a living entity makes it separate and perceives it as a material energy in the material world. And in the spiritual world, it's a spiritual energy. So this is a very nice philosophical point Srila Prabhupada is bringing forth here in his purport. And Srila Prabhupada further mentions in his purport, we should mark the difference between Maya and Swadhama. For devotees, the Swadhama acts, whereas in case of non-devotees, Maya energy acts. Maya energy acts. So, like the same, the current is acting as a heater, current is acting as a cooler at one place. So, similarly, in the spiritual abode of the Lord, or in case of devotees, Srila Prabhupada says, Swadham act. Like what the exact same wording Dhruva Maharaj has used in the previous verse. Yontah pravishya mamavacham imam prasuptam sanjeevayat akhila shakti dharaswadhamna. Akhila shakti dharaswadhamna. Akhila shakti, you are the holder of the both, all the energies. Akhila shakti dharaswadhamna. Swadhamna is basically, Srila Prabhupada says, Swadhamna means the internal potency of the Lord. Devotees are under the shelter and care of the internal potencies of the Lord. Whereas Srila Prabhupada writes, non-devotees are under the care of external energy of the Lord, which is called as Maya Shakti. And the same thing is there, Mayakya Yorugune Akhya. Akhya means to know. Mayakya. The energy is Lord as Maya here in the material world. Maya energy. Maya energy of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada further writes, the identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the feature of Paramatma or Super Soul is admitted herein. So identity of the Lord in the form of Super Soul is admitted. And his original spiritual energy enlivens the material energy, and thus the dead body appears to have life force. Even the machine needs a separate energy. Srila Prabhupada wonderfully gives this analogy of machine. And Srila Prabhupada, the exact wording of Srila Prabhupada are, why did philosopher think that under certain material conditions the symptom of life occur in the material body? But the fact is that the material body cannot act on its own. Material body cannot act on its own, and even a machine needs a separate energy, as electricity or steam, etc. So what activates our body? And that's what was the question of Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter. Prakritim purusham chaiva kshetram kshetradnyam eva cha iti veditum icchami jnat. I want to know this. What is kshetra and kshetradnya? So this kshetra. And Krishna immediately discriminates and defines that this body and the soul or Paramatma, they're totally different. Idam shariram kaunteya kshetra mitya vidhiyate etad yo vettitam prahu kshetradnya iti tadvidaha. Idam shariram, this body is kshetra, and the knower of the body is called kshetradnya. So like a machine needs separate energy to activate, like we have a vehicle, let us say, it needs a separate energy to activate. A vehicle cannot move on its own. It needs an engine. Then we need a ignition system. We need to, when we rotate the key, then actually we are igniting, starting the ignition in the vehicle. And plus we also need a driver. So these energies actually, they move the vehicle. So similarly, our body is also compared to a vehicle, and this vehicle moves based on the energy given by the Lord, Super Soul, who is also seated in our hearts. Sarvasya chaham rudisan nivishto mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, Lord says, in 15th chapter, 15th verse, as well as 18th chapter, 61st verse. We come to know that Lord is seated in everyone's heart, and from whom the entire energy is pervading in our bodies, and our bodies are able to function. And it's the soul who is actually the attractive part of our body which is unseen, which we don't see. Soul only moves our bodies. And it is being mentioned that as the fire burns differently, different wood according to its quality and size. So similarly, soul is also perceived according to different wood, or basically the dead matter. We can say the ant is there and the elephant is there. So the ant's capacity, ant's energy is different. And similarly, the elephant's energy and elephant's capacity to perform or to function is totally different. So the Paramatma remains the same, but it's perceived like the fire burns. Let us say a matchstick. A matchstick will have a very less amount of fire in it, but the fire qualitatively is same. And the same, we see the forest fire. When 10th Kanda Srimad Bhagavatam describes that the huge forest fire, and Krishna drank the whole fire. So this big forest fire, because of the size of the trees are heavy and large, so the fire is also big and large. But the quality of the fire remains the same, only is perceived differently according to the size of the wood. So similarly, the soul which animates the body, soul moves the body, soul makes our bodies attractive, look good. When the soul is gone, then nobody cares for the body. It's either burnt or either buried, or something has to be done with the body. Shankaracharya very fantastically mentions in a verse, Yavat pavano nivasati dehe, tavat pruchati kushalam gehe, gatavati vayu deha paye, bharyam bibhyati tasmin kaye. He says, Yavat pavano nivasati dehe. Till the point, Yavat, tapta, Yavat, till that point, pavano nivasati dehe, till the point soul resides in the body, tavat pruchati kushalam gehe. Everyone will ask for kushal mangal. How is everything? How is everybody at home? How much is your salary? How much you're earning? How your life is going on? How are you? Okay, fine. Kind of things. Yavat po japtak, till the point the soul is there in the body, till the point everyone will look at you, everyone will care for you, everyone will ask you different questions. But gatavati vayu deha paye, as soon as the soul leaves the body, bharyam bibhyati tasmin kaye, even the wife is afraid of the body of the husband. It's the naked truth Shankaracharya brings forth, that when the soul leaves the body doesn't have any value. And even people, they fear even touching the dead body. And when we touch the dead body of a person, we have to take bath actually. We become so contaminated because the soul has left the body. So actually it's soul which makes the body attractive. It's the soul which keeps our body intact. It's the soul which purifies the body actually. Because if a living person, we touch to the living person, we don't take bath. But why we are asked by the scriptures to take bath when we touch a dead body or see a dead body even? Because it's contaminated. Because the soul has left. So actually soul that purifies is the soul which makes it attractive. It's the soul which animates the body. It's the soul does everything. And with that energy actually everything is happening. So Dhruva Maharaj is acknowledging that presence of Paramatma here in the bodies. And that's what Srila Prabhupada is bringing forth. And Srila Prabhupada further writes that the original energy inspires a devotee. And thus he engages all his bodily limbs in the service of the Lord. And the same energy as the external energy engages ordinary non-devotees in the material activities of sense enjoyment. So this energy remains the same. That same energy can be utilized, as we discussed. Electrical current can be utilized either to make something hot or make something cool. So similarly, the energy of the Lord which we have got either can be used through the limbs to serve the Lord, or it can be used by non-devotee, Srila Prabhupada, right, for sense enjoyment. The energy is same. So only thing is we need to channelize it. Channelize our energy for the service of the Lord and come under the shelter of internal potency of the Lord. And if we just employ it for the sense of purpose of sense gratification, then we are under the external energy of the Lord. And that's what Lord Krishna talks about, his external and internal energies in Bhagavad Gita 7.14. दैवीहेषा गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्यया मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते मायामेतां तरन्ति ते. He's talking about the external energy as well as internal energy. The first part of this verse talks about the external energy of the Lord. Daivihesha gunamai mamama ya duratya is my energy. Duratya is difficult to cross over. Daivihesha, it's divine. Gunamai, made up three modes of material nature. Mamamaya, it's my energy. And duratya, it's like difficult to cross. The four attributes have been used by Krishna to describe the external energy of the Lord. But then Krishna talks about this internal energy also. Mamevaya prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Those who have taken shelter of me, maya metam tarantite, they can cross beyond over this external energy of mine. महात्मानास्तु माम पार्थ दैवीं प्रकृतिमाश्रिता भजन्ति अनन्य मनसो ज्ञात्वा भूतादिमव्ययम्. इन नाइन्थ चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद गीता व्हाइल डिस्क्राइबिंग महात्मा डेफिनेशन ऑफ महात्मा लॉर्ड कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ सेज हु इज महात्मा दै महात्मानास्तु माम पार्थ दैवीं प्रकृतिमाश्रिताः. हु हैज टेकन द शेल्टर ऑफ दैवी एनर्जी एंड दिस दैवी एनर्जी शिलो प्रभुपाद राइट्स इज द इंटरनल एनर्जी ऑफ द लॉर्ड. सो व्हेन वी टेक शेल्टर ऑफ द इंटरनल एनर्जी ऑफ द लॉर्ड वी बिकम महात्मा. बट व्हेन वी टेक शेल्टर ऑफ एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी ऑफ द लॉर्ड वी बिकम दुरात्मा. सो इट्स वेरी एसेंशियल दैट हाउ वी चैनलाइज अवर बॉडी एनर्जी फंक्शंस एंड under whose protection we want to remain. The choice remains ours. And therefore it's very essential that Lord Krishna says, Mam eva ye prapadyante maya. Mam eva. Eva. Eva means only. Only me. Mam eva ye prapadyante maya maitantar. When you surrender to me alone, Krishna says, then only you will be able to cross over this. No other external shelter will be able to help you out in crossing this material energy. And therefore, 15.7 Bhagavad Gita, Lord had talked about this. Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanah manah shashtani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. He says, Mama eva amsha, you are my, only my amsha, you are mine. Actually, Lord is saying, jiva bhuta sanatanah, and how long you had been separated from me, or how long you had been my amsha. It's not that now you have become my amsha, initially you are not. No, sanatanah, eternally we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And because this mam connection is coming, see 15.7 Lord is saying that mam eva amsha, mamaiva amsha jivaloke jivabhuta sanatanah. Because you are my part and parcel, therefore mameva prapadyante. Mameva amsha and mameva prapadyante. So because you are my part and parcel, surrender to me alone. So there is a very deep connection between Bhagavad Gita 7.14 and 15.7. 15.7 talks about the identity of the soul, and 7.14 talks about the external as well as the internal energy of the Lord. So the identity of the soul, we know, we have a choice. We are Tatastha Shakti. So Tatastha Shakti, there is external energy Bahiranga Shakti and there is Antaranga Shakti. So Tatastha Shakti has a choice where it want to be. Either it can be under the care and shelter of the external energy of the Lord, making that person Duratma, or that Tatastha Shakti can be under the divine shelter of internal energy of the Lord, making that person Mahatma. So the choice is on the person, Tatastha Shakti, what he or she wants. Whether to get exploited by the external energy of the Lord or to get divinely enriched under the protection and shelter of the internal potency of the Lord. And therefore, actually, Dhruva Maharaj asks for this benediction. In the verse number 11, next, he says, I want association of devotees. Bhakti muhu pravahatam tvai me prasango bhuyad ananta mahatam amalaya shayanam. I want the association of pure devotees of Lord. Now see, Lord is standing next to Dhruva and he's asking for association of devotees of the Lord. Why? Because I want to be under the internal energy of the Lord, divine potency, under the shelter of divine potency of the Lord, and that can be offered to us in the form of association of devotees. So when we associate with devotees, we are immediately transported into this divine energy of the Lord. And secondly, in the 17th, the last verse, he will say, "My dear Lord, please protect and maintain me." And he gives the analogy, Dhruva Maharaj will give the analogy in the future verses, that as the cow maintains a calf, similarly, my dear Lord, you please maintain and protect me. So therefore, we also need to offer the prayers offered by great sages to the Lord. Navavidha Bhakti has got 9 limbs. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Arjanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam Iti Pumsarpita Vishnu Bhakti Chennava Lakshana Kriyeta Bhagavat Adhya Tanmanne Adhitamuttamam. When Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj that, "What is the best thing which you have learned, my dear son?" And then Dhruva Maharaj is telling these two verses, Shravanam Kirtanam. So out of these 9 limbs, the another important limb for sadhaka is Vandanam. Vandanam is offering prayers to the Lord. So when we offer, actually these prayers act as templates by which we can offer our prayers to the Lord, by which we can express our heart to the Lord. We might not have very tangible, we are not in a position to compose such a beautiful poetry in the form of Sanskrit for the sake of pleasure of the Lord, but at least those who have already offered it, when we offer it to the Lord, we become purified actually. And actually the secret behind is that Lord always loves his pure devotees like Dhruva, Prahlad, Gajendra. Lord always loves these prayers offered by these great souls, because Lord loves great souls, and the prayers offered by the great souls also are loved by the Lord. So when actually we are uttering these verses, we are uttering these prayers in the form, when we do this Vandanam aspect, when we offer these prayers to the Lord, actually what happens? The first of all, it is that when Dhruva Maharaj is glorifying the position of the Lord, the supreme position of the Lord is also inscribed in our hearts. We become convinced that yes, Lord is supreme. The second thing it happens is that it purifies us, because these prayers are uttered by the pure devotees of the Lord, because transcendental sound vibration, it purifies us. And the third important thing which happens is actually Lord sees that my devotees, I love Dhruva, I love Prahlad, and when some other devotee is offering prayer to the Lord which were offered by Dhruva and Prahlad, Lord, we are actually reminding Lord of his great devotees Dhruva and Prahlad, and Lord may not be pleased with us, but Lord will be pleased by the remembrance which we give him in the form of his pure devotees. And therefore in Archana Vidhi, you might be aware of that when we keep the plate in front of the Lord, there are prayers that, "My Lord Krishna, as you accepted Yashoda Mai's breast milk, as you accepted cow's milk, please accept this offering I am offering to you. Oh Lord Chaitanya, oh Lord Nityananda, how you accepted Mother Shachi's offering, please accept this offering." So Lord might not eat our devotion or eat our offerings, but when we remind him that as you ate from those great souls, the Lord is reminded of the great souls, and when he is reminded of the great soul, Lord will automatically look at us that, "Who is this person who is reminding me of my beloved souls?" And when we offer these prayers to the Lord, actually we become purified of all the contamination of the material energy, and just by offering these prayers offered to the Lord, we can be transported into the divine shelter of the internal energy of the Lord. And therefore when we, at the end of almost all the prayers sections, whatever you read, Gajendra prayers, Prahlad prayers, Shukdev Goswami always offers a benediction. It's called as Phalashruti in Sanskrit. Phalashruti means the benefit of this, what you will get after reading this. So everywhere in almost all the sections concerning to the devotees of the Lord, Shukdev Goswami has offered a benediction that whoever reads this section, he will get this benediction. He will go into the internal potency of the Lord. He will be liberated from this material condition of life. He will get rid of all sinful activities, all sinful reactions which the person has acquired throughout his life. All such kinds of benedictions are offered either by the Lord or by the Shukdev Goswami when we read these prayers. So therefore, it's very, very essential for a sadhaka to make to it that we offer these prayers to the Lord, it reminds Lord of his devotees, and through that we also become purified. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Venod Brahma, Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very wonderful class, Prabhuji. Very nice. Thank you so much. Prabhuji, I don't have a question about the class because it's very clear, Prabhuji. Whatever question comes in mind, you give the answer by next shloka. So it's pretty clear, Prabhuji. So, Prabhuji, you have written a book. Can you speak a little bit about that?
My book. I have written a book which is entitled Get It Go. And basically, it's a student success handbook. It's for students. And we are all students till the fag end of our life. So, therefore, it's for everyone. So it basically covers the five aspects of success: physical aspect, mental aspect, social aspect, academic aspect, and the spiritual aspect. So these five aspects of success, it talks about physical aspect of success. It means how to keep our bodies healthy, fit and fine, because we need to serve the Lord, so our body has to be taken care of. So based on some Ayurvedic principles, how much we should eat, what we should eat, what we should not eat, how we should sleep and all those stuff. How why one should exercise and all that stuff has been explained in the physical success. Next is mental success. When we are able to control our mind, then only we can control our lives, basically. So there is an absolute necessity of mind control for everyone, and especially for students. So how to control it, what is the nature of mind, and what are the tips that needs to be taken care of. So almost 11 tips have been given in that book for mind control. The next is social success. Though live in the material world, we can't live alone. We need to live with others, and our life becomes miserable when we don't have a good friendship with others. So therefore, the social aspect of success is basically what we need to acquire so that our relationships become deeper and stronger, by which we'll be able to release and we'll be able to release the relationships and live happily. The fourth aspect is academic aspect. Academic in the sense how we should study books, basically, and how to read faster and how to memorize things. Different Upanishads also talk about a sequence that has to be followed for studies. Aditi Bodh, Abhyas Prayog Prasar. So there is a different sequence actually. It's a different topic in and itself. But what should be followed by a student, by which he will be able to remember things more for a long-term basis, and how to write question paper, exams in a way that you get good grades. And lastly, the spiritual aspect of success, the fifth one, that we are not this body ultimately, we are the spirit souls, and how that soul need to be connected to the supreme soul for ultimate perfection of life. So all these five aspects have been dealt based on our Vedic traditional books, as well as the modern researches which have been happening in those fields till date. So a combination of a modern approach to look at these things, as well as our traditional approach to look at these things, and a balance of these two has been provided in this book, Get Set Go, which is a student's success handbook. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice class. And very nicely you explained. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. Anybody else have any question?
So Prabhu, that book is only for students, or is it for even like grihasthas? Any, I mean, can
Yeah, I thought
can.
it's for everyone. I thought it's for everyone because everyone is student of life. Until the end, we are like sadhaka, we are going to study. So this for forgetting about the academic aspect, we all need to remain fit and fine. We all need to remain control our mind. We all need to develop relationships with the people like other devotees or husband, wife, children, sons, daughters, and we all need to have a spiritual success as well. So if you forget the academic, and even if academic aspect, devotees need to study Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada didn't say that read my books. He used to say study my books. So in studies, how do we study them? Then these techniques may help someone in studying the books as well.
So in US to purchase it, is it available in Amazon, Prabhu? Amazon.com?
Available on Amazon.in, but .com I'm not sure. Mostly I have to
Yeah,
ask
as
certain
of now
people.
it shows Amazon.in. Okay, Prabhu, thank you.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. So I think no, there are no questions related to class. We'll depart. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Pure offerings to Prabhuji, Vanchakalpa, Kripa Sindhu Bevacha,
Jai
Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.